Well then, a man is not required to always be uncovered, but only when he prays. For every man, he says, praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. However, a woman is commanded to be covered at all times. Therefore, having said, every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, he didn't stop at only this point, but also went on to say, for it is the same as if she were shaven. If being shaven is always dishonorable, it's evident that being uncovered is always a disgrace. He didn't stop with just that, but added, the woman should have a sign of authority on her head because of the angels. This implies that a woman should be covered not only during prayer, but also continuously. As for the man, the discourse is no longer about covering, but about growing long hair. He only forbids a man to cover his head when praying, but discourages growing long hair at all times. Therefore, regarding the woman, he said, but if she's not veiled, let her also be shorn. Similarly for the man, if he has long hair, it's a dishonor to him. He didn't say if he's covered, but if he has long hair. That's why he stated at the start, every man praying or prophesying, having anything on his head, dishonors his head. He didn't say covered, but having anything on his head, implying that even if he prays with a bare head, having long hair makes him seem like he's covered. For the hair, he says, is given for a covering.